Minister, this question just is in relation to the Killybegs Tourism College campus of the ATU and how you actually see the potential for it developing within the overall remit of the ATU and whether any funding applications have been made specifically in relation to that as well, and just to have a general discussion on it. Thank you.
Thank Deputy Pringle, and acknowledge at the outset that this is an issue you raise me on a regular basis, and I know the Killybegs campus is important to you and your community. The first thing I want to say before I get into reading the official answer is I am trying to establish and expect to be in a position to establish very shortly a regional campus support fund. We have a number of campuses that I genuinely believe, and I know you do too, are integrally important to regional access and local access to third level institutions. I would consider Killybegs to be very much in that category. Being quite frank, sometimes they can cost a bit more to run, but there's a public good in them continuing to be there, and we want to do that. At the moment, we have been doing it, but we've been doing it a little bit ad hoc in terms of sustainability. It would be better to get to a place where we just knew there was an annual regional campus support fund that certain institutions could draw down from and almost be guaranteed funding from. I expect to be in a position to make an announcement on that in the next couple of weeks, and I would, without preempting it, be surprised if Killybegs isn't in a position to benefit. The ATU Killybegs campus does play an important part in delivering on ATU's educational and innovation mission in Donegal and in the region, and it has played a particularly critical role in providing skills for the tourism sector. And I do understand from an update from ATU that there are plans to further develop its contribution to the food science discipline within the overall technological university. The campus also plays a critical role in the wider economic development of Killybegs and its wider region, and that is at the core of the TU's mission in general. The Enterprise Ireland funded, Killybegs Marine Cluster has made significant progress since its establishment just two years ago. There is significant potential for the cluster to further support the development of the marine industry, with particular opportunities in the emerging wind and hydrogen sectors off the northwest coast of Ireland. ATU do see this as an area of major potential in the years ahead, and one that will engage the entire university's capacities across education, training, research and enterprise development. The campus in Killybegs is regarded by ATU and indeed by my department as a significant enabler to achieve this, in partnership with local industry, with Enterprise Ireland, with the Western Development Commission and other stakeholders. And I'm also aware that AT was working closely with a range of partners to contribute to the development of Killybegs Town and Harbour, and a key area of engagement is the Ocean Innovation Centre. And I know the university is also working with Donegal County Council on plans for the refurbishment of Island House.
Thank you, Minister. And I think that what you're saying there about the Regional Campus Support Fund is very welcome, and hopefully Killybegs will be in a position to avail of that, because I think that is very significant, and it is very significant, I think, for the smaller campuses of the colleges. One of the problems that we had in Killybegs over the years was trying to attract funding has been a very small part of Letterkenny, but it's more an integral part of the ATU now, which I think is very important. And so that Regional Campus Support Fund will be very useful and very welcome development, and I appreciate that, because I think, as you've outlined, it is true that Killybegs has the tradition of the culinary arts sector and has done very well in that, and has a very high reputation going back years when it was a cert college in relation to students from that. And I think that needs to be fostered and developed a bit more as well, and that funding could do that. And then also working within the marine cluster, I think, is very significant and shows potential for the future and the future development of the college. You know, so that is very important, and I'm glad to see that it is integral to your own thinking in relation to the department. I think that's very significant. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, look, I mean, I want to try and get to a place where the people at Killybegs and the Killybegs campus can be very certain, not just certain about their future, but genuinely ambitious that they're not a peripheral part of a university, but genuinely have a core role to play. And I do think the comments that I've got from ATU in terms of their view are very encouraging. I mean, I'm also told that ATU is working with Donegal Local Enterprise Office and the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine in looking at how we can support the development of Killybegs and southwest Donegal. Killybegs campus has been in receipt of capital funding of 1.8 million in recent years. I understand, and you know better than I, that this has enabled significant building upgrades, some of which I outlined. But the crucial to all of this is the ATU strategic plan. They have to, under law, under the TU Act, put in place a plan for 3 to 5 years. It has to be provided to me, the HEA, QQI, and has to be published. They're developing their first plan. They met with staff in Killybegs on the 21st of January. They're due to meet again with the Killybegs campus on the 14th of March. But I do know that the information I've shared with you is, I suppose, an indication of where their thinking is as they begin to develop this plan. But there's an opportunity for people in Killybegs to continue to feed in, and the 14th of March being the next Killybegs campus
meeting. Final supplementary, Deputy.
Yeah,
Thanks. One thing that I would say as well, Minister, is very important and significant in terms of Killybegs is the actual facilitating students and enabling students to return to third level too is very important. And I know a few people that I know myself personally and that there have gone back and actually gone back into education. People who wouldn't even have completed secondary school have gone back into education and further education 20, 30 years later. And that's very significant and very important. And very important as well for Donegal, I think, because one of the things that Donegal has lacked over the years is people with third level qualifications and that there. So the ability for people to go back into further education and restart their education again is very significant, and I think the college would have a huge role to play in that, and the campus, that particular campus as well, and I'd like to see that continue on and develop as well over the next couple of years. Thanks.
Deputy Minister.
I agree with all of that, and I mean, I hope the Deputy can take some encouragement, not just from what I say, but more importantly from what ATU are saying and telling me. I mean, they're very much highlighting tourism, education and training as a key role for Killybegs. They're acknowledging that the campus has a long tradition of excellence in the area. They very much see food science and talk about in time anticipating development in this area in Killybegs, given its location and access to raw materials such as marine protein, and they're also very much talking about the Killybegs marine cluster and their role in Letterkenny IT's before that in working as part of that culture to develop further partnerships and the work that they're doing with EI Enterprise Ireland in that area as well. So, I mean, I'm very satisfied from what I'm hearing from ATU that they're very clear on the important role that Killybegs campus is playing and will play, and in fact, if anything, it looks to me like they're envisaging a much bigger role as it develops. But the strategic plan, I suppose, is the first opportunity to publicly niche together the new TU and satisfy public representatives and the community, the people of Killybegs and Donegal, of their place in this new educational landscape.